91X News.
It's minus 3 and cloudy. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. The possibility of hazardous winter driving conditions await commuters across southern Ontario. Environment Canada says a low-pressure system from Colorado will move across southern Ontario into southern Quebec tomorrow. Computer models suggest it may move along Highway 401 from Windsor, across Toronto, then just north of Lake Ontario to Cornwall. It could bring rain, wet snow, freezing rain, and ice pellets to areas along its path. A mom accused of killing her three daughters and her husband's first wife is accusing the prosecutor of making up stories. 42-year-old Touba Yaya is spending her sixth day on the stand at the Sharifa family murder trial. Yaya, her husband Mohammed Shafia, and her son Hamid are all on trial and have each pleaded not guilty to four counts of first-degree murder. The four women's bodies were found June 30th, 2009, in a car at the bottom of the canal in Kingston, Ontario, where the Montreal family had stopped for the night on their way back from a trip to Niagara Falls, Ontario. A new survey suggests almost 1 in 10 Canadians don't always fill a prescription because of the cost. The findings, based on a 2007 Canada Community Health Survey, were reported in the Canadian Medical Association Journal. People who were in poor health, who had lower incomes, and who lived in British Columbia were more likely to report not taking or sticking with prescribed drugs because of the cost. The phenomenon was particularly noticeable among people without drug insurance. 1 in 4 of those respondents say they could not afford to have their prescriptions filled. Those under the age of 65 were also less likely to take medication as prescribed for cost reasons. Survivors of the Italian cruise ship disaster on Friday say they were left to fend for themselves during the chaos. Newlyweds Benji and Emily Smith, who were on their honeymoon, said they had to use ropes to lower themselves off the top deck because lifeboats weren't working.
We tied knots in it so that we could use it as a ladder and used that to go from the fourth deck down to the third deck. From there again, we untied the rope, tied it again to lower ourselves down onto the hull of the ship.
A Calgary couple also says they had to jump into the cold water of the Mediterranean Sea and swim 135 meters to shore. At least 6 people were killed and 16 others are still missing. John Huntsman has dropped out of the U.S. Republican presidential race and has endorsed Mitt Romney. Huntsman made the announcement this morning in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Today, I am suspending my campaign for the presidency. I believe it is now time for our party to unite around the candidate best equipped to defeat Barack Obama.
Huntsman's resume has suggested he could be a major contender for the presidential nomination. The former Utah governor and diplomat found a poor reception for his brand of moderate civility, which he had hoped would draw support from independents as well as Republican moderates. That's 91X News to 101. Here's Austin Mackay with sports.
The NHL celebrates Martin Luther King Day with 2 afternoon games to go along with 4 evening contests. Puck drop is right now in New York, where the Islanders are hosting the red-hot Nashville Predators. The second day game has Colorado skating at Phoenix. Winnipeg and Ottawa face off in an all-Canadian affair tonight. To basketball, the Chicago Bulls have won 12 of their last 14 games, going into their 1 o'clock start in Memphis, including a victory over Toronto on Sunday. The Raptors look to put an end to their 4-game losing streak this afternoon in Atlanta. There are 8 day games in total, and 11. There are 8 day games and 11 total as a part of Martin Luther King Day celebrations in the U.S. The Orlando Magic and New York Knicks is about to get underway as well. In OHL action, the Windsor Spitfires and Plymouth Whalers showcase a 2 p.m. matinee. The Wellington Dukes and Picton Pirates have the night off in their respective leagues. The Pirates will head to Napanee tomorrow night. A news conference to provide an update on the condition of injured Canadian freestyle skier Sarah Burke was canceled Monday, just moments before it was scheduled to begin. Doctors and family members were expected to appear at the news conference. However, the Canadian Freestyle Ski Association issued a release Monday morning to say the news conference had been canceled indefinitely. The head of organizing committee for the 2014 Sochi Winter Olympics has no doubts that all necessary construction work will be finished on time, despite reported delays at over 70 building projects. Russian Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Kozak acknowledged the project delays Sunday, but denied the Olympics would be affected. Remember to email us your team or league scores at sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with 91X Weather.
Today, mainly cloudy, a high of plus 2. Tonight, cloudy, rain mixed with wet snow beginning early this evening. Risk of freezing rain. Rainfall amount 5 to 10 millimeters, a low of 0. Tuesday, rain mixed with wet snow changing to a few flurries in the evening. Risk of freezing rain in the morning, and rainfall amount 10 to 15 millimeters, a high of plus 4. It's minus 3. I'm Jose DeBarros with Austin Mackay. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.